Okay, gentlemen, we learned yesterday some more halachas about Kriyas Shema. We discussed yesterday the concept of saying Shema in a different language. We also discussed the halacha of saying Shema behiru, without thinking. Some very interesting point here. Ulav kedibu. Today we're going to be learning. More about the halachas of Kriyas Shema. And interesting, just a little addition to what we discussed yesterday. The last halacha we discussed was that if the chazan says Shema, when the chazan says Shema, he should say it in a loud voice. Kidei shishmu akol. We learned that in order that the public should hear it, v'amlichu shem shemaim yachad, and it should be. So the chazan says Shema is only loud and clear voice that everybody should join in when it says Shema. What's the halacha if you're not davening with them? So the chazan says Shema Yisrael, and you are still up to you're still davening mincha, or you're just walking past, or you're not what? You said the first part. So the halacha says over here, very interesting. Ve'afilu mi she'eino mispalel ato, even if you're not davening with them now, tzorich lo'im agam keni mohem, you should also join them. So here's the halacha. If the chazan says Shema Yisrael, you join them even if you're not davening with them. Important concept. And what about, but what happens if you haven't davened Maariv yet? Okay, so you haven't done Maariv, you're going to daven later. You like to daven at the 11:30 p.m. Style, whatever. You like to daven a bit late. You're not quite ready for Maariv yet. But you hear them saying Shema. You know what? You're just davening a bit later. You're not davening now. You hear them daven. Perhaps you're walking into a shul and there's an early minyan, which is that. You hear them saying Shema, and now we just learned, now you join them. Okay, but there's a bit of a problem, because if you now join them by saying Shema, what happens? You're yoitzer saying Shema. I know you haven't said v'hafta and v'hoya, but still, m'deraisa, you're fulfilling. So is that good news or bad news?
You've done your deraisa,
which is good news or bad news? It's reason on the one hand, that's the good news, but it's bad news as well. What's bad news? Brachas, you messed up completely your brachas. You meant to say Shema with brachas. Now you said Shema without brachas. You've messed yourself up, so what do you do? You say the whole thing again, but you're still yoitz already. You can't be yoitz something which you're yoitz already. Very good. The halacha says, Rabbi, it's exactly what Rabbi Tepper suggests. It sounds counterintuitive, but that's what the halacha says. If you are joining the crowd, always join the crowd. This is a good idea. Everybody says Shema, say Shema. Don't ask too many questions. Just join them. If everybody says Shema, say Shema. But you don't want to be yoitz. You're entitled. It's a free world. Don't be yoitz. And it's better not to be yoitzer. V'toyv she'chaven oz sh'loylotze is b'zeh kriyas Shema. So have in mind, Shema is good news, but I'm not trying to be yoitzer now the mitzvah of Shema. So I'm joining in for the sake of it. I want to join Klal Yisrael learning Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah now. V'toyv she'chaven oz sh'loylotze b'zeh kriyas Shema. K'dei she'kaim achakach, you know that I fulfill later the mitzvah. So I want to say Shema now, but I'm not yoitzer the mitzvah. I'm just saying I'm crowning a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm not doing the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. I'm doing that later when I'm doing with the brachas. Very interesting yesod.
It could be early anyway, because if it's an early month, it could be.
Yeah, perhaps. So you're right. If it's not the Zman yet, okay. But I'm saying even if it's the Zman yet, you should have that intention. Why so? If it's before the Zman. Yeah. So it's clearly talking about when the Zman is ready. It's important, Rabbi said, to know that, because you don't want to mess up. So you don't want to mess up your mitzvah sederaisa, which of course you want to do in the most mahudadik way. You want to do the mitzvah with the brachas, and that's why you should have intention, not your tzikiyah Shema now, which resembles a little bit what we do if you say Shema early in the morning, and you're worried about missing Sofzman Kishma if you're done with the minyan. The minyan, the shul, might daven after Sofzman Kishma, so you think say Shema with intention of not being yotze if you don't need to be yotze, because again, you want to say it with the brachas if possible. Yeah.
So, there.
So it's a bit similar.
Is there any minyan to not have kavanah to be yotze?
No, because it's. No, so there is. So the perhaps.
Maybe there's a suffering if you're being yotze.
Yeah, so it is a bit, yeah, but you can, so what you're asking, I swear, if you have kavanah shalei lotzeis, you don't need to, because no one afshach. If it is man, so you're doing with the brachas. If it's not this man, then you can't be yoytz the mitzvah. Okay, now, we continue with Siman Samach Gimel, we further halachas as follows, kiryoysa mehaleich, how do you recite your Shema? You first of all, you can be saying Shema mehaleich, in principle. You can be walking. We'll be learning soon that it's not a great idea to say Shema when you're walking. But in principle, you can be Yotza. Oyoy mate, yeah, you can say Shema when standing. Shoyche, what about lying down? Yes, you can say Shema whilst lying down. Oyoyche val gabe behema, you can carry on riding on your horse whilst you recite Shema. It's not a great idea. Pardon?
I thought you were supposed to concentrate.
Yeah. But if you're a very good horse rider, Yeah. We'll be learning. Of course, it's not ideal, but you're right, and we're going to be learning about that. Of course, you're right, but you're still yotze by saying it in a way in this manner. When you drive the car, that's right. Yeah, it's the same halacha. We'll be learning more. Of course, you're right. It's not the right thing to do, but
why have the words in the Shema give the whole spectrum when you should be doing it, and it's actually better not to do sitting, standing, lying.
So what the Gemara tells us, or perhaps the Mishnah even, is that B'shach Baruch Kumecha is not necessarily talking about the way. It's Machlokes B'shach Baruch Kumecha. It might not be talking about the way you're saying it, but when you're doing it. He probably tells us the Zman. We pass and it's got the Zman. There's two mitzvahs of Shema. One is the time of lying, one is the time of getting up. You can say Shema whilst sitting. You cannot say it in a Pirkadon way. What's that? Then Shepon of Toiches Bekaka. Don't do it with your face down the karka on the ground, or also not when you are on your back, the ponov lemalo facing up. So those situations is not, you can't fulfill mitzvah shema in such a way. But you can be yotze kiyah shema v'ushoich valtzido whilst lying on the slightly sideways. So what we're learning is you're facing up or facing down is an inappropriate way of saying Shema. Says the Gemara, if you're lying sideways, that's okay. You don't have to get up, especially if that's the way you're reciting Shema. Continue the Shulchan Aruch. If a person is particularly large, is not particularly slim, he's unable to turn around at all, so he's physically unable to do so, he's lying on his back and he can't turn around. Or he's unwell, he's bed bound, or he's perhaps attached to anything in hospital that makes him unable for him to turn around, he's on his back. At least he should turn around a little bit, tilt a little bit towards the side, and that's the way he should say Shema. Says the Mishnah Berurah. So what is the reason why you cannot say Shema on the back?
Because you're not meant to lie like that anyway.
Yeah, but you're right. But what's particularly wrong by saying Shema in such a way?
You're not supposed to lie on the back anyway.
Yeah, correct. But there's an additional problem. You're right. But there's an additional problem here. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Samach Beis tells us as follows. V'afilu mutar me'at al tzidoy, even if you are if you're just lying on the back, but you've that little bit of tiny, like 2% perhaps, or 5% degree, that kind of, that's also not right. It appears you're accepting the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus, der Sroro veGaive. There's an element of Gaive in it. So if you're mamash on your back, or just tiny little bit tilted on the back, there's a certain element of Gaive in it. I can't fully explain that. I think some of it may have to do with the way they used to recline and sit in the times. I think nowadays it's a bit hard to fully understand and fully grasp that. But it looks like, what do you think this? Why is it more gaiva to sit on the back than sitting on the side? I'm not quite sure.
Boss.
Why is that like bossy? So it's like in a certain way, it's gaiva, it's like in a bossy way to line. So therefore it's inappropriate to become Malchum Shemaim in such a way. Perhaps, I'm not sure. Sitting down? Perhaps, I'm not sure. I don't know.
You see them in museums, they're like, just
very, is that the point, that it's narrow?
No, it's literally a
And they would sit on it.
Yeah.
Wow, how uncomfortable. Wow. Yeah, okay.
It's not like a chair though.
No, it's more like it's not a chair.
Lie down?
So I'm not sure.
No, I'm saying because they're definitely...
So you say, ah, so you think that's... Okay, I don't know, sure.
How much do you have to lean on?
So there's no degree which is said over here. And you're right, I also don't exactly know what it's referring to. But it looks like if you're fully to the side, which you, let's call it 90 degree. Does that make sense? 90 degree. So that's fine. It looks like that's fine. It looks like it's like if it's, what's that? Yeah, I'm scared now. I've got the professionals here. So it looks like it says that if it's a little bit, that's wrong. And if it's completely to the side, that's fine. In terms of Kiyas Shema Shelamita, or you mean... I don't know. I don't know if it's Lechatchila. Probably not. Yeah, you're right. I agree. It doesn't sound like...
Maybe that's because we don't really do that when we get
to bed. I'm not sure. So continue Shulchan Aruch and say, Beis, mi shelo yitzeh lahachmir. What if somebody wants to be very machmir and stringent? And he wants to do the following. Lamoit kshu yoshev. So if he's sitting, he wants to stand for Shema. Okay, you said Birkas Shema. You said sitting. And now you want to stand up for Shema. Good idea or bad idea?
As long as you stood up before, to start.
Oh, very nice. But let's say you want to just stand up for Shema. I want to make a couple of Shema standing. I want to stand up for Shema. Good idea or bad idea? Why? Very good. Says Shulchan Aruch, look at that. Mi sheroitze leachmir, somebody wishes to be stringent. Ve'lamoit, and to stand up, kshu yoshev, when he's sitting. Ve'likroiso, and to say Shema, me'umet, standing. Nikro, he is called avarion, a sinner. He thinks, it's a classic this, he thinks he's doing great chumrah. I'm standing up for Shema. I'm mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Latest chumrah. Check out what I'm doing. I'm doing a great chumrah. I'm standing up for Shema. No, you are a sinner, avarion. You don't stand up for Shema. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Very good. It is a machlokes indeed. Says the Mishnah Berurah. In Sif Cotton Hay. The halachic Beis Hillel. There is a machlokes in the. You're right. There's a machlokes. And the halachic is like Beis Hillel. The Svirale. Who holds? The Odek Siv of Kumecha. The Pasuk says of Kumecha. You should say Shema of Kumecha. Artsquel says of Kumecha.
When you wake up.
And not the literal translation, when you stand up. So the literal translation, of course, means standing up, and that's what Beshaya says. But he says, no, nothing to do with standing up. What it means is when you wake up. Kimo can have two translations. So Eina Kavona Bamida, it doesn't mean standing. Kedas Beshamai Elo Bizman Shetech Neodom Loku Mimitosom. It means the time, as we just mentioned earlier. It means the time. It doesn't mean a posture. It doesn't mean a physical standing. It means so. Therefore, the also the lahachmir laske b'shamay. Here you go. You're not allowed to be machmir like b'shamay. We don't do random chumras. If we've got a machlokes in the Gemara, we pass in a certain way. We pass in a certain way. You may not be stringent. What about, and that's now comes level two. So we have said now, don't be machmir like an authority that we don't paskin like. We don't paskin like a shamay, so leave him out of this. Leave him out of this. But what about if you don't stand up because of the stringency? You stand up because you need to stretch your legs. You've been driving the whole day. Now finally you can stretch your legs. Or perhaps you want to stand up because you're just about to fall asleep. It's been a very, very long day. It's been crazy long. Now you're feeling that you're dozing off, slowly, slowly, and you want to stand up to wake up. Would you then be able to stand up?
That should be right.
That should be right. Marisain.
I'd say definitely not.
Why? So look what the Mishnah Berurah says, and that's level two. I think it's a very big chiddush. Even if your intention is not to do like b'shamay. No, we don't do b'shamay. We don't pass in the hand. You're doing it for kavona. This is also. You're not allowed to stand up. Whether it's by day, You don't do it. But if you did stand up, you're still Yotze B'Diavad. So Rabbi Yisai, it's very interesting. You're not allowed to stand up for Shema. But the point raised earlier is interesting. What about if you're standing anyway? Let's say you're standing for Avo Rabba anyway. Are you allowed to stand up for Avo Rabba?
Why not?
And then stay standing?
Why not?
Yeah. So we say, you're not allowed to stand up for Shema. That's what we're learning now. But if you're standing anyway before Shema, you're allowed to stay standing. You are allowed to stay standing. So don't make a point of sitting down. Like, if you're standing anyway, that's okay. That's okay. If you're standing before Shema, you can stay, remain standing. But you're not allowed to stand up for Shema, even if your intention is not to pass the night with Shammai. Pardon?
So you can't make a point in
it. Yeah, correct.
If you're at a wedding, you've got no choice.
It's fine. That's fine. That's fine. If somebody wants to be, if somebody feels they can mechaven better for Shema, the Eitzah is when standing. So the Eitzah is don't sit down in the first place after Bochu, just stay standing, and that's fine. That's totally fine. But what you're not allowed to do is sit down and stay seated, and afterwards for Shema you stand up. Then you stand up. That you wouldn't be allowed to do. Because it looks like you're passing like Beshamai. And we don't. Ufkumechot doesn't mean stand up. It means times.
He wasn't being like this standing ready before.
No, it looks like not. Because you're not standing up for Shema. I hear your point. I hear you, Ha'or. I'm also a bit bothered by that.
Sometimes we say, let's have
a... Yeah, very good. So that's a very good question. The question asked is a very, very good question. Sometimes we say, well, might as well be machmir, like various opinions. You know, we often say that. No, we're coming across this concept regularly. You know, there's a chumrah, we want to be chabra and chumrah. So why don't we... So, you know, might as well be machmir. So the answer is, yes. The Achronim seem to be learning that when it comes to Beshamai, they're outruled completely, and you're not allowed to be machmir like Beshamai. Yeah. It's a very good point. It's a really, really good point that you're raising.
If I was standing, I want to sit. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Siv Gimel. Somebody is traveling, and somebody wants to say Shema whilst traveling. So, Ichlamed with Posigration for the first Posig, you go to stand. Yes, I know, we learned a few minutes ago. Yoyoitze, on a horse. What else did we say? Standing, walking, etc. But of course, ideally, if you are able to stop, you should stop by saying Shema. You should stop and stand. The main kavanah is from the first pasuk. When you say Shema Yisrael, Hilkach in Kov, if a person had no kavanah in the first pasuk, he is not Yotze, and he should return and say it again. Afilu mandomah mitzvahs ein tzichas kavanah. According to the opinion that holds mitzvahs ein tzichas kavanah, you don't need kavanah for mitzvahs. Nevertheless, here it's different. Modi mocha, they agree over here that for the first pasuk you have to have kavanah, and a person who fails to have kavanah for the first pasuk, he has to repeat Shema Yisrael again. Pardon? As opposed to walk. No, he could sit. It just means as opposed to walk. So, are you malach baderech? We're not expecting him to sit down. I mean, if he can, that's great. But at least you know how to walk. You know how to ride. You know how to drive. You should stop for saying Shema. Stop. Lamoid means to stop and stand. But of course, if he can sit, that's even better. Yeah. Yeah. So if he says it again, yeah, very good. Correct. That's what we said. That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. What happens if somebody had no kavana for the words, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei Lo'ilam Vo'ed? She had great kavana, Shema Yisrael,
He had all the shivarikias, all the directions, fully covered. Great. But Baruch Shem, he lost it. Dak. He was back in the recession. Or that meeting that didn't go down well today, or whatever. What he still needs to do tonight. Baruch Shem, he lost it. What does he do now? Kavon of Shema Yisrael, no Kavon of Baruch Shem. It's okay. Says the Mishnah, when you've got new base, what's again? Ein sif kot new dalef, tu adin Baruch Shem, kuvim achzod ilam vayet, vim loy kiven boy, if you had no Kavon of Baruch Shem, kuvim malchusoy ilam vayet, watch out for the next four words. Tzorech lachzoy velikrois bekavona. Say it again. Say it again. You got to have Baruch Shem, kuvim achzod ilam vayet bekavona. Baruch Shem, kuvim malchusoy ilam vayet. No, you do not need to say Shema again. You say Baruch Shem again.
It's better not to say Shema again.
I suppose not to say it again. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. It may be, I suppose.
Or do we say it's all one package or something?
No. No, but look at Sefkot Nud Gimel, Mishnebura says, Lo Yotzo, Afilim Koidim Sheis Chalikrois. Even if before you started Shema, Nischave Lekayim Ba'Kiyah Mitzvah Zeh Dekiyah Shema, look at that. What happens if you had intention when you started, just as you were starting Shema, you had Kavona, I am now fulfilling the mitzvahs Asei D'Oraisa of Shema. You started with great Kavona. But in the middle, whoa, you were gone. Shema Yisrael was still fine. Hashem Elokeinu, you were gone. Hashem Echad, you were back on, or whatever. You traveled to... What happens then? So again, you had a good start. You started fifth gear, but you lost it halfway. Yoitze, no Yoitze. No Yoitze. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'afilu even im koidim she'eschel, before you start, likos nischaven lekayim ba'akiyo. You had intention. You had intention. Nevertheless, call whenever Sheba Emtzah in the middle of this pasuk. Your heart switched onto something else. Nope, that's not considered a great acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. So yes, the start was good, the middle was no good. You lost it. I want to say that some people, therefore, I don't know if you have noticed, some people, it's an interesting, Mishnah says you need to have Kavanah from beginning to end. It's not such a long pasuk, but for that little pasuk, you need to have full Kavanah, the whole stretch of it. So what that teaches us, is that that's why there are some people that will say Shema, the first pasuk, quite quickly. The longer you stretch it, the higher the chances are that you lose it. Every Shema, I heard once, that every first pasuk that takes more than 8 seconds, guaranteed that he's gone off to off to the news of the day. 8 seconds? Could be, I don't know, maybe 6 seconds, I don't know. But for sure, here's the point, that if you stretch, if you have in the middle of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, if you have something else in mind, you lost it completely. Say it again. From beginning of Shema Yisrael until Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So, Mishnebura. Oh, I heard this once, 8 seconds. I don't know if it's true. Do you think it's long or shorter? Or do you think it's as well? I heard once. It probably depends a bit as well on people, yeah. But it definitely true. So that if you have in the middle of Shema something else, imagine you're losing it. Gentlemen, what we learned this evening was as follows. We first started speaking about joining in a Shema of a Chazan, which is not part of, you're not part of that minyan. What do you do? So we learned. You say Shema Yisrael together with the crowd. Join the crowd. But if you haven't been Yoitze Shema yet, and you don't want to be Yoitze Shema now, to have intention, Shloi Lot says, so you can say later Shema with the brachas. Further we learned, you can in principle be Yoitze saying Shema, riding, driving, on an animal, sitting, standing, etc. But you cannot say Shema facing down, with your nose right in the pillow. Similarly, also know your nose right facing up, because those are considered inappropriate ways of saying Shema. We learned if you're tilted to the side, if it's like 90 degrees, that's okay. We learned also that somebody wants to be machmir and stand for Shema, that's wrong, because it looks like you're passing out Beis Shammai. So don't stand up, for Shema Yisrael. However, if you're standing before, that's okay. Because in principle, don't stand up for Shema because it looks like you're passing the Beshama, even if that's not your intention to do so. We also learned that if you are traveling and you want to say for first Pasuk Shema, you've got to stop and stand for saying Shema. Don't drive, ride, run, walk when you're saying the first Pasuk. We also learned somebody who doesn't have Kavanah for the first Pasuk is not Yotze. He should say it again. We also learned the same applies to Bokshim from Achsori Lamved. We also learned that if somebody has, in the middle of Shema Yisrael, Kavanah of something else, he's losing his Shema, and he should repeat. Okay, our boys, these were the interesting halachos of this evening, and we're going to be carrying on with him tomorrow from Seif. Hey, good evening.